Well, welcome back to Making Marriage Great on the Bushnell Project. Wow, Friday morning already. What a week. Looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 13, I have been challenged just by reading God's Word. And I want to go back to that challenge with all of you guys to be reading God's Word. I hope that you've jumped into 1 Corinthians 13 with me. And we'll just keep diving in. And I'm going to get into answering some questions that have popped up down there. I love your questions and your feedback, guys. Keep them coming. Well, I want to just continue on here, though, with God's Word and helping us men to really grasp love, and that we end up with wives that know that they are loved, or wives that start to feel even more loved than they already do. So we got to the beginning of, or to the end of verse 5, or really halfway through it, where we talked about it's not arrogant or rude. And it does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. All right, guys, I don't know that you need much coaching on that. I think you get it. Sometimes we have a bad day, we come back, we come home, and then we do things, and then we regret it, right? We're irritable, we're resentful, we're insisting on our own way. I don't care, babe, this is what I want to do. Or we don't even notice that they've gotten all dressed up because they thought they were going out on a date and we forgot, and we're going to go work out and watch Thursday night football at the Y. Whoops. That was being me-centered and not forgetting. You know, use your tools. Use your phone to remind you of dates and things like that. So just again, trying to move through it quickly. I think this is going to be our topic of next week as well. So look forward to getting into more of this next week. But let's look at this one, verse 6, because I think this is a place for us to make a turn, right? It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. And so for us to be able to own up to where we've messed up, guys, so we cannot rejoice with wrongdoing. So, man, honey, I treated you wrong, or I've been doing something wrong. I want to come forth with it and you know, for you, have opportunity to forgive me, hint, hint. But I've done something wrong here in the way I've treated you, or the way I've spent our money, or the way I've kept you in the dark about something, or whatever it might be. Maybe it was, hey, I've really made bowling such a priority in my life, and I haven't made our relationship and our marriage a priority. And I just use that example because I haven't actually counseled anybody about bowling too much. So just using that as an example, so there's no one on the broadcast going, oh my gosh, he's talking about me. No, I'm not going to talk about you on the broadcast ever unless you tell me to. So, but here's the deal. We got to be able to confess this to our wives and be in a place of brokenness, if you will, before her, because we know the truth is the great thing, right? We want a great marriage. We want a great marriage, right? So we want to walk away from wrongdoing and rejoice with the truth. Here's the truth, honey. I was making this a priority over you or over our relationship, and I was wrong to do that. Help me make this right. Help me move this thing in my life to a lower priority, or maybe eradicate it from my life. So it might not be an evil thing. It might be a good thing. But for us to look at what's, you know, good, better, best. What's best? So when I moved from playing soccer to not playing soccer anymore, it wasn't that playing soccer was bad. It was good, but it wasn't best for me and my wife and my kids at that time. And then as we looked at my life even deeper, and I came to another realization that coaching takes a lot of time, and I'm not getting paid really that much for it. And I've added ministry galore to my plate, man, I've got to say no. So something that a friend of mine by the name of Al, I won't say his last name because I don't want to wreck his life, but Al says this a lot, and it's true, and it's something that I've said a lot as well. If you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So gentlemen, what are we saying yes to that our wife hears that means no to her? And let's change that. Let's say no to that thing, and let's say yes to our wife, right? How practical is that? I think that's pretty practical. I hope you guys can run with that today and this weekend. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday morning. God bless.